أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا أوفوا بالعقود أحلت لكم بهيمة الأنعام إلا ما يتلى عليكم غير محل الصيد وأنتم حرم إن الله يحكم ما يريد صدق الله العظيم. This is the first ayah of Surah Al-Ma'idah. This surah was revealed in the Medina period of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that would be after the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Many other narrations that this surah was amongst the last surahs to be revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As a matter of fact, some have stated that it was the very last surah to be revealed upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, admitting the fact that Surah Fatah, Idha Ja'a Nasrullahi Wal Fath, has been narrated as the last surah to be revealed upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So when the Sahaba or the Tabi'een say that this is the last surah to be revealed, it will mean the last surah in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had revealed ahkam, Allah Ta'ala had revealed rules and regulations. Some have stated that part of the surah was revealed at the time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had traveled for the Treaty of Hudaybiyah. And the Treaty of Hudaybiyah had taken place in the 6th year of the Hijrah. And part of the surah was revealed on the conquest of Makkah, and that had taken place in the 8th year of the Hijrah. And then part of the surah was revealed on the Hajjatul Wada, and that was had taken place in the 10th year of the Hijrah, plus minus about 100 days before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finally departed from this world. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha used to say that whatever has been revealed in the surah, and some are the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whatever has been revealed in the surah has not been abrogated. In other words, nothing has been revealed after this that would abrogate it. So take whatever is halal as halal in the surah, and abide by whatever is haram as haram in the surah, because nothing has been revealed after this that would abrogate. Hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala begins the surah by saying, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, awfu bil uqood. O you who have brought iman, one important requisite of the iman, one thing that is central to the iman is this, that awfu bil uqood, fulfill the uqood, fulfill your covenants, your bonds, fulfill the promises that you have made. This word uqood is the plural of the word aqad. Aqad is a contract. Literally, it refers to a knot that has been tied. So a person's promise to someone, a person's contract that one has made to someone, commentators have stated, like Raghib Isfahani Rahmatullah Ali has stated, that one is a bond, a contract that we have made with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then, elucidating on this, ulama have stated that the very first contract, the very first promise and bond that we have tied and made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that in the Alame Arwah, when Allah ta'ala had questioned us, Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? So that was a contract that Allah ta'ala had made with us, because we said, Bala, O Allah, why not? You are our Rabb. So now here Allah ta'ala is commanding us that we should fulfill that contract, renew it, refreshen it, remind ourselves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Rabb. Allah has taken the responsibility of our sustenance And we need to refresh and rejuvenate this at every step of our lives, that Allah Ta'ala is the sustainer, Allah Ta'ala is the nourisher, Allah Ta'ala is the cherisher, Allah Ta'ala sees to our sustenance. Then the other bond and covenant that we have taken with Allah Ta'ala is that of La ilaha illallah, and that is that we have brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in that, one is that we recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other is we accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third is that we submit to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That whatever Allah ta'ala has placed in our taqdeer, muqaddar for us, we accept all of that. And then one is our bond and our covenant with our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that whatever he has brought to us, we accept all of that unquestionably. That whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has told us, we accept all of that. So that is, in a nutshell, our covenant with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then one is our covenant that we have made with ourselves, that if we have taken any vow, if we have taken any oath, then we have to fulfill all of that. And then the third is our contractual obligations with fellow human beings. In the previous surah, it was filled with contractual obligations as far as marriage is concerned, as far as talaq is concerned, and other contractual obligations as far as the tribes of the Arabs were concerned, etc. So here again, Allah Ta'ala is reminding us, Ufu bil uqud, that one is a contractual obligation insofar as marriage is concerned. So now there are huquq and there are rights that a person has to fulfill. Both the spouses, the husband has to fulfill, the wife has to fulfill. There are obligations that we have to fulfill, although there is no aqad that has taken place, but between parents and children. And like that, there are obligations between employers and employees, landlords and tenants. And in this way, there are obligations that fellow human beings have had made with fellow human beings. Sometimes groups of people with groups of people, intergovernmental obligations. Sometimes it may be boards of businesses with other businesses. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the requisite of our iman is this, that we fulfill all these uqood, we fulfill all these obligations, whether it is huququllah, whether it is huququl ibad. And in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that we need to rejuvenate and we need to refreshen our iman. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, awfu bil uqood. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.